Shvius Perk Vav Mishnah Beis. Oisin Batolosh Basurya Avaloy B'Mechuber. So we said in the end of the previous perek that one is not allowed to be boirer and to grind things with an Amma Aretz, so a woman shouldn't be grinding and doing these things with the wife of an Amma Aretz, or somebody that's choshed on Shvius. But in Syria, which is modern-day Syria, one is allowed to. Now Syria, like the Rav explains, and we've had this in Demai, so it had certain dinim of Eretz Yisrael, and the reason that it's not Mamish Eretz Yisrael is because David HaMelech conquered it before he conquered Eretz Yisrael proper, or like the Melech Shlomo says, because this Tana held the Kivush Yochid Lo Shmei Kivush, when one person conquers, which is David HaMelech, it's not called a conquering. Only that which we conquered when we came out of Mitzrayim, that's considered a conquering. Either way, it's not a complete conquering. And the Gabi Shemitah Midiraisa, one does not have to keep the laws of Shemitah on Surya. But Midirabanan, they gave it certain dinim. And we even saw in Demai that the only reason that we're allowed to have fruits of Shemitah from Surya was based on a rove that most of the fruits found in Surya came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. But in Surya itself, it sounds like you're not allowed to just eat the fruits. You have to take off maisus as well. So the mission says that oisin betolish, so things that are already uprooted, you're allowed to, with the amarts, the eshes amarts, you're allowed to work things that are already removed from the ground. Avoloi b'mechubra, but you can't do things with them, or you can't, obviously, even without them, you can't work the land, something that is mechubra, that's connected to the ground. For example, doshim v'zorim v'dorchin ma'amrin. One is allowed to dosh, which is threshing, like we know, v'zorim, and winnowing, throwing it up into the air. V'dorchin, this is pressing grapes. Uma'amrin, and making heaps. The Taisusantiv asks, this is all out of order. Plus you have the pressing of the grapes, which is put smack in the middle of the process of grain. So he's not sure why. The Mishnah lists things that are out of order, and he does it this way. But regardless, one is allowed to do these things, because they're all done with things that are already talush. They're disconnected from the ground. You're not cutting anything. They're already cut. Avoloi koitzin, but you're not allowed to cut. So cutting is grain. Avoloi baitzrin is grapes. Picking grapes, v'lei moiskin, and not picking olives. And that which we say that he can't cut and do all these things and pick the olives, again, it's only bestama when there's no shinoi, and also when he doesn't do it a little at a time. Because we know earlier that if one does it with a shinoi and a little bit at a time, one's allowed to do that even on Shemitah, like we've said in the past. So they made this gzera outside of Eretz Yisrael in Syria, but on something that's mechuber, that he's not allowed to do work of Shemitah by taking a lot in at the same time. But they weren't machmer on things that were detached, talush. The reason they were, the Rav says that they were machmer on things that were attached is because they didn't want people to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go live in Syria and say, hey, you know what? It's so much better here. I know that it's tough with ISIS and everything, but at least we don't have to keep Shemitah. We can cut the land. We have what to eat. But they wanted to at least give some type of reprieve for the people that were poor, that on Shemitah, I guess since everybody had access to the fields, so that Neim should be able to go somewhere and have access to food on Shemitah to be able to take from talush. I guess there was more readily available food that was detached from the ground, and they can eat from Syria, which also had a certain dinim of Eretz Yisrael. So Mishnah continues, Klal Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a klal. Kol shekayotzi bo mutter be'eretz Yisrael, oisin oisoi besuria. Anything like this that's mutter in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do it in Syria. So meaning, anything that's mutter midiraisa. So we'll go to Rav's first pshat, which is what the Tiferes Yisrael brings. That's something that's mutter midiraisa. So for example, like we said in the Mishnah, something that's talish and detached. Although midirabanan on Shemitah, we're not allowed to do these types of things on Shemitah, to do dash and zayr and all these things. In Syria, you're allowed to do it even l'chatchila.